All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, we're back in session. Arlen, I guess we need to talk about water and sewer.
We'll start with that. We'll go on to the water and sewer fund.
Whoops. I'll be back in a minute.
Lead on.
Please, the department will go ahead. So Jimmy can start off with the water and sewer fund operation.
Here you go.
Okay.
No, I'm going to have to go get paper towels.
Well, I mean, as you can see, I have decreased quite a bit in this fund right here. I mean, like I say, going back to historically. I've cut quite a bit in costs and stuff. Capital outlay of improvements, as you see, I put $300,000 in there. That's basically due to a placeholder because I'm still waiting on the engineering services to finish up the AIA grant and give me a capital outlay plan. But other than that, I mean, supplies of materials has went up. Utilities has went up. I keep asking Ian to cut his light off at night, but it doesn't seem to happen.
That's about like my.
Other than that, it's down like 10.5%.
Okay.
And David, you had mentioned before about the water line for the aquarium.
Yeah.
Jimmy does have a placeholder here just for potential projects for water sewer for $300,000.
Yeah. I can't imagine it'll be that much because we only got like 60 foot of the whole project.
Right.
We'll try to get them to pay for all of it, but if it ends up our line, we'll get it to the town line.
I just did the math. I went on, I overlaid what he sent. It looks like more like 300 feet. I think he was just incorrect in his statement.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
300 feet total or 300 feet in Curie Beach?
300 feet in Curie Beach.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, right? Okay. That's cool.
But other than that, this particular thing, like I said, I've dropped it down 10.5% this year.
Okay.
Do you want to do admin again for water and sewer?
Well, I mean, that's just a share of the cost, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
So I think
yeah.
The way we split admin is like, except for certain things like P&L and Sean may have a few isolated things, but for the most part, it's admin split 60% of the general fund for water and sewer. So everything we talked about with on the general fund side for admin is the same for
cool.
Water and sewer, except for things like, I'll just mention like the retirement medical, even though it shows it gone up. We do allocate that out, so like a police officer is not going to get charged to the water and sewer fund.
It's actual cost on.
Yeah, and I look at like if it's a public works person that retired, let's say, we'd probably be still at 50-50.
Yep.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay. Any questions on water and sewer fund?
No, sir.
All right. I mean, I think our biggest issue on water and sewer fund is on the revenue side, and we'll get to that. So, stormwater.
Well, and then on governing body, I mean, same thing. You're split 60-40
well,
also.
I'm sorry. Yes.
And legal is actually, I think we split that 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
And finance, it's the same thing that I talked about for the general fund side. The main increase relates to credit card.
Cool. Fees. Yeah, all good. Nice job.
Any questions on?
I think this side of water and sewer pretty cut and dry.
Yep.
And stormwater actually, so based on what was discussed earlier or whatever, there definitely is not enough budgeted here for the redoing all remaining, what's it, 9 outfalls.
Right.
This was more, you know, when we thought about spreading it over a couple
of
years.
Yeah, Jimmy and I talked and we just need to pull it all in. I mean, if one of those fails and we flood houses and we knew about it, we're just foolish, right? So we need to fix it.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to look at what do we really have available
right.
in total to do it. I know, you know, I looked and we have about $1.3 million as of today.
Yep.
Of fund balance. So it would have to, the math would have to work to say, like, we really have this much fund balance to appropriate. Mm-hmm. So I'll increase it as much as we can.
We can take loans on stormwater though, right?
We could take loans, but when you say loans from the bank?
Yeah.
They're not willing to.
To do the project, okay.
So can we pay for stormwater projects out of our regular fund balance?
Well, we could. I'll have to look at that, whether we would have to loan money between funds.
Yeah.
And
then pay it back, yeah.
Right, so could we do that? Yes, it's possible.
Okay.
Or so, what you're talking about legislatively too.
Well, so. one of the questions I get asked a lot of times is, aren't y'all in good financial shape? Well, if it's stormwater related, I need to be able to tell them that we have limits on our fund balance if it's completely.
Well, yeah, I mean, this, what we're talking about right now is, you know, I'll say spending every penny we have.
That's right.
Stormwater, okay.
Yeah.
And we've sort of done that, but not to this extent.
That's right.
I mean, we spent a lot in Jury Beach Village a couple of years ago, $1 million approximately, but it didn't bring us down as low as this.
That's right. Well, okay. I mean, I think it's important, you know, and we'll do it at the council meeting probably when we talk about stormwater, is the town makes huge investments in stormwater to protect stuff, but there's not infinite money, right? And we're picking the right things, I would argue. I mean, someone else may disagree, but I think we are right now, for sure, based off the data we have from the storm. Okay?
And you talked about the stormwater studies. Are you looking for those for between now? I know you have to do the RFQ. And
we would, yeah.
Now on June 30th or after July 1st?
We'll see how fast. I mean, I think we'd want to get them funded. One of them, the one to the south, Dennis would tell me, and he's right, that we're way overdue on anyway. So the Hammy Beach one is just not in response to the petition, but that highlights the fact that we need to move it up on priority, right? So, I mean, it was on our list to do, but we need to do both those on both sides, right?
The reason I'm asking is because for stormwater, like professional fees,
yep.
The budget that we're talking about here only has $20,000. The budget.
Yeah, because we decreased it, it looks like. Jimmy was trying to help us. Well,
the year we're in right now, we had 67. We used about 5 so far, so we have about $63,000 still.
So we try to spend that, but both. So the one study was 58. These two should be simpler because there are no ponds involved except for a dry pond off Dennis's neighborhood. There's no other ponds. The south part of town has much less piping, and Hamby Beach has much less piping than what was in Area B. Mm-hmm. So price-wise, if we got it in, we might be able to get it in on that year's budget. So I'll know better after we get to talk to the engineers, right? So that one might see some issues.
We should probably look at raising it in this budget.
I think so, yeah. I think you should put it back in this year's, and then we should try to spend across the years. Probably. That's probably the best guidance right now.
Okay. Any questions about stormwater expense?
Nope.
No, sir?
Nope.
And we're skipping 17 and going to 18?
We've already been through 17.
We did 17.
We already looked at 17.
17, so now we're
19.
Ready.
So we can move on to the
yes.
Revaluation. So
yeah.
We're kind of headed to the revenue.
Yeah.
So the revaluation is as of January 1st, 2025, so it will affect this upcoming budget year. So in North Carolina, you have to do a revaluation at least every 8 years. The county does every 4 years. And as I say, they have what they define it, that it's performed to reestablish the fairness of the tax burden between properties. So. That's the reason for it.
Shift it to the beach.
I'll question the word fairness, but.
Yeah. It's going to shift it to the beaches. Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's not my word.
Go, Arlen. There you go.
So what I put up here first is just the components of our valuation So the main part being real property or the real estate. And you can see that after the revale, it's almost $2.2 billion, where it was before $1.26. So real estate is up 73.4% for Turtle Beach. Hmm. The other lesser components, you know, personal property, you know, they just, they guess, I guess, based on, I guess, the things have to be done as of January 1st, where residents have to do with that. Things like boats, that's the main thing I could pick up. Have to file that. Same with business personal property. So their estimates based on that at this point. Motor vehicles, I think they get from DMV. Mm-hmm. And then the state appraised is like easements and stuff that are owned by different utilities throughout the town or whatever. I think that's mm-hmm. that's what primarily makes up that. So as you can see, with all those components, we're at the almost $2.24 billion, or up over $928 million.
So, nice.
So any questions on that? And that was put as of February 27th, because that was the last update I got from the New Hanover County Tax Department. So those numbers could change just a little bit, not much I expect, but as they work through all the appeals and everything. So this just shows us in relation to everybody else in the county. And here I just did the real estate numbers, or the real property number. So for us, you see, from the other slide, we represent about 3% of the total valuation of the county. You can see, all the other towns, and then Wilmington and the unincorporated or fire district, and what their increases have been. So see, Carolina Beach has had the largest increase of anybody, and we're kind of somewhat in line with Wrightsville Beach and Wilmington and the fire district are lesser amounts. Mm-hmm.
Fire district, that's just the unincorporated yeah. space?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So again, these are all just directly from the, I just thought it would be good information for everybody to see.
Great information.
And our percentage share is about the same as what we were at the last revale. I think we're, 2.9% or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're, overall, we're staying about the same amount. So next, I just have the steps that were done to come up with the revenue neutral tax rate. Won't focus much on this, but just so you know what the steps are. First is to calculate what the growth has been in our tax base since the last revale. So we've averaged about 1.37% increase every year. Our current tax rate is 29 cents. Our current year tax levy, which is just showing that calculation, when the next line was $3,799.06. So next is to calculate what would 2026 be if there was no revaluation. So it's just last year's amount, the 1.3 billion times the growth rate, and then by our current rate. So if there's no reval, we would expect revenue of $3,851 for the upcoming year. So then you take that number and divide it by the new real estate value, the revalued amount, the $2.238 billion, and that's how we get to the revenue neutral rate of 17.2 cents. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a decrease of 11.8 cents from our current rate. So when I did the revenue numbers, the property tax, that's what I used, is at 17.2 cents. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any
questions?
No.
All right.
I don't know if we can then move on to just a general fund revenue. So first is property taxes. So we've pretty much just covered that. So really the reason for the increase is just that appreciation in tax value from year to year. Again, if you use the revenue neutral rate of 17.2 cents. Sales tax, I may want to rethink. Again, based on more current developments. I utilized stuff that was put out for statewide forecasts. This one is now maybe more concerning for me that maybe mm-hmm. I'm too high.
Yep.
So if anything, that number is going to come down as maybe things develop a little bit, that, you know, if consumer spending goes down, then this number is going to go down. So. Yep.
I think I'd be concerned that we're getting to a
recession.
We're getting into a recession, or we're getting into like we were several years ago. I think our state government's in better financial shape than what they have been in the past. But that number, with everything going on in our country right now, I think that could potentially impact us if, like, people don't buy cars or mm-hmm. or major purchases. So.
Right, and the league put out their projections about a week or so ago, and so a lot of it was based off of that. Plus, you know, we're still increasing basically every month. So each year we've reached a new high or whatever, and at this point we're still at a higher amount than we were last year.
Yeah.
But again, you know.
You can't keep up.
Well, part of it's that everything costs more, so the sales tax is on a higher base.
So, yeah. So this one's a little difficult, so we'll have to mm-hmm. think about this one a little bit more. But parking program, I pretty much used what we used last year. Yep. I looked at what premium parking was budgeting about, I think, 850-something. Well, you know, we typically don't exactly take their budget,
yep.
especially on the expense side we will, but the revenue side, a little more conservative.
Yep,
so,
I agree.
TVA is up a little bit here. We're really reaching our max, I feel, of what we could have available.
Yep.
But what makes that up is the entire lifeguard budget, the budget and maintenance for Joe Weeks Park and Oceanfront Park, the Oceanfront Park Entertainment, the $30,000 to the Pleasure Island Chamber. And then, I think as I mentioned when Nikki was talking about the equipment, what I thought was a most we could do for the playground equipment out of TDA. So, like I said, we are definitely reaching our max there on, I think, what will be available. Garbage and recycle fees assumes no change right now. So that's just kind of an increase in number of cans. We do have a contract from the recycle company. Ours is up at this point. They provided the contract. I've been kind of sitting on it, not knowing whether we would really want to sign a 3-year contract because that's what it is. I'll get it to Jim, but I think I'm going to reach out to the recycle company about, like, hey, maybe we're more interested in a 1-year contract. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they'd be somebody that when we bid the garbage collection will definitely be sending.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get some.
Exactly right. Yep.
Better pricing on recycle or whatever.
Can we get month to month while you work that out? Is that how it works?
I'm not sure, but I can ask that.
Yeah. We'll just tell them we've got another contract coming that could impact it.
Right.
And we'd like to know if we can extend you month to month while we're in negotiations.
Right. Yeah. I can ask that. And what they were proposing with this, the 3-year, was no increase for the upcoming year. So,
okay. Mm.
Which is a surprise since about the last, I don't know, forever. It's increased every year. So.
They don't want you to bid it out.
Franchise or utility taxes, this is primarily made up of the electricity sales tax. The other two things, telecom tax and video tax, like cable TV. Mm-hmm. Those are decreasing every single year, both of those. Electricity sales tax is on in the upper, so it's always.
Oh, yeah?
Investment earnings and interest, I forecasted a decrease, but I will probably revisit this too because, you know, if things can continue the way they are right at the moment, I doubt we're going to see a decrease in interest rates for a while. So. Building permits, CAMA has impact fees on there, but other building related fees and fire inspections. Basically, projecting the same as last year, talking with Bethany. Thought that was a reasonable way to go. Cell tower rents, kind of the normal annual increase. We do have a, one of the main ones, which is, I think the company is Crown Castle, but then they sublet out to a bunch of other providers that are on the tower. That we're at the end of the last, I forget what number amendment, the fifth amendment to that contract. So they have sent me the sixth amendment. I will get that to Jim. To get up to this point, we had a lot of discussion, and I think maybe I don't remember if I spoke to Facebook, you went, and Alan, or maybe just you the one day about what they were looking for or what they were proposing. And I think at the end, it ended up that we would get an increase, about $1,000 to start with, and it would stick to the 3% per year and a $20,000 signing bonus. So it, see, they wouldn't budge on the 3%. They tried to get more than 3% a year. And
yep, that's good.
Nowhere. So they had proposed a $10,000 signing bonus, so they upped that to 20. So, but I will get that to Jim so he can kind of take a look at it. Sales tax refund, I think we talked about earlier. Again, whatever we pay in sales tax this year, we'll file a form for a refund next year, so that's what that is. That could go a little bit higher. It's hard to project what's still going to come in from the public works building. Each time we get a payout, there's certificates attached to that that the various subcontractors, how much they spend on that.
Yeah, we pretty much purchased everything we're going to. I mean, the majority of it should already be in.
Right, and that, and that's where I, but you know, there, I'm sure there'll be some.
Yeah, there'll be some.
Things that still come in. There's still things that come in on some of the other projects too, like the beach access that was done and some of that stuff. So. Community Center, Parks and Rec, Street Festival, and I included Bluefish because that is in the current year, but I think Nikki had mentioned that we're going to discontinue that. So the reason this category is down $9,000 is primarily due to not selling Bluefish anymore. ABC revenue pretty much stays about the same every year, except for 1 year, maybe a year or so ago, they gave us some special profit distribution. But typically, we're in this range right here. So. Town facility rentals. Nikki provided her input, you know, based on current trends or whatever, so there's, you know, slight decrease. Motor vehicle tax is the $5 tax you pay at registration. That's pretty much flat. Beer and wine tax, again, similar amount to the current year. The state, the league projected a little increase, so I factored that in here. Parking fines, civil citations, court fees, not a lot. That's, the parking fines are not those related to what premium parking does. It's just directly issued by the police department. The other, all other, the largest component there is surplus property sales, which typically are the four-wheelers that the for ocean rescue and what we get from those. And a couple other things, re-entry decals sales, even though we give two free ones, then people still buy multiple ones during the year. And then some other things, we get a, we have a rebate program from the use of our town credit cards. That's the next larger amount, and then just special events, which as we know could be anywhere from nothing to whatever, $12,000 or whatever in a year or so. But kind of look at what maybe the more average number is. To balance last year's budget, we did an appropriation of $161,271. Right now, this budget does not have any type of fund balance appropriation. And then other financing are the loans that we would take. I think I mentioned before, it's really just the proposed financing of the various vehicles that we talked about. That's how we get to the revenue number for the general fund. Any questions? So water and sewer. This one's been a much more difficult because our numbers are down. I think we have a multitude of things happening. One is, I think as we do our tier structure, people are, do tend to conserve more and use less because it's more expensive. And then the other side of it is the issues we're having with meters. I think are definitely impacting our revenue numbers. And, you know, I think what are we up to? 70 plus or whatever.
70 or 80 been swapped out.
Right. So that project, that's still moving forward as we continue to identify ones that we think are problem meters, because some of them it's hard to tell when a place is vacant because it's a rental property, and you know, so it's just taking longer than anticipated, I guess, to try to identify what's really our problems.
So why does sewer have a bigger drop than water? Because that's not the proportion that they're built up.
The other problem, we need to decide what we're going to do. So there's only one sewer meter in all of town, and it's for the Air Force Base. It doesn't work.
Okay.
So it's going to become a cost $11,000+, more than $11,000.
Yeah, right around $11,000.
So
we don't charge them sewer right now?
Well, now we're estimating and whatever.
Okay.
I talked to the guy there. He got very disturbed when we estimated it one way. So we came up with something for now.
Okay.
We need to do something.
Yeah.
I think it's hurting us.
Well, with that new building coming online down there.
Yeah.
And probably ramping back up their training and stuff.
It's huge.
I guess my question is, who's responsible for replacing it?
So who put it? Can we figure out who put it in, Jimmy?
I don't know who put it in the first time. No, sir, I don't.
I mean, how does our contract with them work on it? Because
I've never seen a contract.
Right. So
I don't even know.
I mean, they're extraterritorial. We have charging rates, but I would assume we didn't put it in.
When we did, this goes back.
Well, we've always maintained it, though. We've always, you know.
There was that a force main was put in back there. Like, I don't know how many years ago. No, at this point, probably been at least 10 years. I know I was here or whatever, and they paid for that.
Okay.
$170,000,
$180,000
or whatever.
Yep. Is it on their property or on town property?
It's on their property.
What about the sewer meter?
It's on their property.
Okay.
So
they put it in with that force main, we think?
Possibly, I guess. I don't really know.
It was there before all that. So, like
okay.
I said, I don't.
I mean,
they just upgraded the force main. They had a force main there. They just got to put a new force main in.
Yeah, because of their building, but
our water meter's at the curb and the vault, and that's where we give a responsibility of water. But our force main is like, 100 feet away from the lift station?
Yeah.
I was like, so it's near direct contact with their lift station next to the river.
And where's the sewer meter that's not working at?
It's next to the river, 100 feet from the lift station.
Let me and Jimmy go down and talk. But that's what changes this whole difference, because percentage-wise, that doesn't make sense to the math on me.
Well, because there were times that I forget what their usage was. I mean, it is up there.
Their water usage?
No, well, see, it's a separate sewer. This is just their sewer.
Yeah.
Because they have their own sewer meter. Not based on their water usage.
It must have infiltration or something else going on with it, because their sewer numbers were higher than the water, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, again, they're the only sewer meter that we have.
Okay.
Yeah, so
me and Jimmy and you got it next week, so we got to figure that out. But okay.
But it's something that needs to be addressed, because it, you know, now we're getting into their busy time down there.
That's exactly right. No, I agree with you.
I think from what I can see, it's hurting us right now. So.
Okay. Well, then we'll work to resolve it, and we may have to pay for it, but we got to figure that out. So we got to figure out an ownership. Well, Jimmy, I'll get with you this afternoon. It'll have to be a week after next, but we need to meet with whoever their sewer guy is and say, okay, this has got to get fixed. We need to know who owns it, right? And tell us why you think it's ours when it's 300 feet from town property. Okay.
And the other reason sewer is down more is we've had more leaks when it got cold or whatever. So, you know, people, when they have a leak, they have to pay for the water portion. They're getting that. So we've had more than the normal amount of adjustments that we did.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. I mean, so like people filling pools, right? They're going to come to you about the pool they just filled over here and not pay sewer. So I understand that part.
Well, no, they have to pay sewer on that.
I thought, why? It doesn't go down the sewer.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. Why?
We do not offer any type of benefit, anything for somebody filling a pool. That's part of the town's ordinances. Or there's no special allowance.
Wow, I never knew that. Well, I told someone the wrong thing. They were coming to your apartment.
Is it in the? Is it actually in the ordinance that you don't?
I forget how it's worded, but that's what the town.
Okay. I mean, I can believe the previous forefathers. My grandfather would have said, "Yeah, they're paying for everything." So, I mean, I hate to reference him a lot today. He's been on my mind, I guess. But, well, just the history of the water bills. So when the town was mostly people that lived out of town,
mm-hmm.
the initial water rate was higher and the per usage rate was lower because they wouldn't use water or sewer, but they didn't, so they subsidized all the people that lived here full time. When there were like 300 people, all the other people that had second houses and stuff, you paid a higher initial rate. I've swapped that since I've been involved in council because most of us live here now. But back in the old days, your initial water sewer, you know, your monthly charge was really, really high, and then you'd pay hardly nothing for extra water, and that all the people with second homes subsidized the people who lived here.
I mean, I understand if that's what the ordinance says, but to me it never made sense. Okay, you're going to charge for the water. The water is at that tiered rate. Now you got the sewer at a tiered rate. It seems to me that you should be paying at the lowest rate because you're not using the sewer anyway to fill a swimming pool.
I understand Arlen's point. I thought it was like that. But I understand Arlen's point. He's just doing what councils have told him to. You make his problem worse if we change it. But, I mean, that's the question, right? I don't know what the right answer is. Arlen's just telling us what the truth is.
Right.
Which is what he should do. I did not realize that.
I always thought that you didn't pay sewer on
that's what I thought until I filled the pool, and then they told me that wasn't true.
Yeah, I did too. I just told someone that last week because they asked me, and I was like, just go to finance. So they're going to be mad at I got to call them so they don't bother you guys now.
Say I was wrong. Have a way to actually meter exactly what they use to fill the pool.
Well, you could look at their last month, 2 months. And
you look at your meter before you fill the pool, and as soon as you get done, you look at your meter, and you know how much you used.
I mean, there's ways to do it.
Real easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just more that these guys would have to do, basically. So.
No. Well, or just like when someone brings you I broke an irrigation line. I didn't send it down the toilet. And you have to adjust the bills. I agree with you. There's work. But you're doing that for other stuff.
Yeah, solely for leaks or whatever.
I know. I understand. I just didn't realize that. Sorry.
But that's something that's about if you want to change something, that's what the practice is.
It's good to know. Obviously, we didn't realize, or at least I didn't. And I feel bad.
I'm looking at it. I'm not one to tell
the question is whether it's a practice or an ordinance. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I'll have to look at how it's worded right
now. Yeah, but we pretty much. So the water meters we were talking about, is the company giving us any help on this? Because
I think they're all out of warranty at this point. I mean, they were installed in,
2019, so the warranty's out, and then the Honeywell discontinued their 3/4 residential meters. They don't make any size, anything smaller than 2 inch now.
And we're going through FEMA because we think there's some impact from all the flooding too, right? So
we'll say since we're on record that is what the impact
right.
is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Because of the flooding.
Because they were underwater.
And that's still a work in progress. Yep. We're pretty much finished up with most things with FEMA. The water meters, there's still questions. Like now, the question comes up about insurance, and we just provided them with stuff in the last 2 days, including a denial letter from the insurance provider why they do not cover water meters. So definitely it's a work in progress, and we're only going to be able to submit how many we replace that we show that and can show that they were damaged. They send two guys out here, a site inspection a couple weeks ago, so they understand the issue. When we're ready to close this out, it's going to be however many meters that we've actually identified, whether it's 70, 80, 100. And what we're going to give is the cost of the meter, which I think with freight and everything is, I forget, like $170, $80 per meter. And then two guys, half an hour each to install it. So it's not like we're going to get a lot of money, but something's better than nothing.
That's right. If we can get it, so. And then do we have a new model that we're replacing these with?
We switched to Zenners. Okay. They're very easier to replace parts on. The Honeywells came and I didn't like them because once the battery life ran out on them, I started research, they're done. But the Zenners have a, looking at them up, they have a place to replace the battery to keep on using the meter. You just have to order and pay for the new battery. And they also have where the wire connects with the transponder for the scanner. The Honeywells went directly into the system, which I think was a fault because that's probably where water got in.
Right.
The other one has a little
interchangeable
like chip on top to where you can just unscrew it and it attaches that way. So people have had plenty of construction, plumbers, residents that have gone out to do something, try to turn the meter off when they shouldn't, and rip the whole wire out of the meter. Right. And now the meter's completely bad because I can't replace the wire, but the new ones, now I can replace parts on it.
Right.
Instead of having to have someone pay for a $180 meter.
No, this is what happens when salesmen sell stuff, right? Unfortunately. Okay. Well, we got to help you with the meters, and we're working on that process.
Right.
Jimmy and I'll work on the sewer thing. I was just surprised at the difference because it didn't make sense. So, okay.
And I'm just projecting next year's budget.
Because I understand.
I want to see happen in this year for the most part, and also history. I look at the last couple of years.
Good.
Water and sewer tap fees, that's, you know, based on, as it says, you know, estimated building activity, you know, input from Bethany on what she sees happening and links into the building permits and everything else, the budgets for those things. Cutoff and reconnection fees, you know, similar to the current year. Account pass through charges, you know, we've, unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of people, I guess, don't mind paying that extra $10 a month for a late fee, and just, you know, some people do weird things like, you know, they pay kind of like on a quarterly every time.
It's not that they like paying it, they just are caught up with life.
Yeah.
Arlen says, right. I'm one of those people. Maybe every other one.
I won't.
That's right, Anna. I'll volunteer. I'm one of those more. It sounds like there's a lot of us like me, so fair enough. It's not the retirees, it's the working class. So there you go.
You can have that drafted monthly.
Yeah, you could use that website.
I can do all kinds of stuff. Whatever. I do use a website.
You're not the guy that comes on the first of the month and says, I didn't get my bill yet.
No, I'm not that guy. No, I know how to look at my bill. I just, I hear you.
But anyway, that's so good. That's, again,
there's a bunch of us in town.
Trends and current.
It's the working class.
New account fees or, you know, when a property is sold.
That's funny.
That seems to be staying flat at this point. Investment earnings, we kind of talked about before, so the same thing about, you know, interest rates, so maybe I'll revisit that a little bit. Other fees are just all the other things we charge, little fees here and there, with when we charge for a service visit. The circumstances are right, the public works goes out over a new meter box or whatever. So here's a very small amount, so whatever in total. The AIA grants, hopefully, that needs to be completed actually this year yet. So hopefully it's completed. And so I'm expecting that, you know, there won't be any revenue related to that next year. But it could very easily slide into next year. But
right. Jimmy, how are we on that? Have they showed up yet? I know they keep putting us off.
Have they showed up?
Are they working on it now?
I haven't seen them in the last month, but I mean, as far as I know, they're still working on it.
Okay.
They
understand the timing, right?
They're pretty much done with the field work kind of stuff. So
okay.
Now it's just doing all the other stuff, getting all the everything put together. And the last update I had, there's a couple towns that they're working on. Also the same things, and they had a schedule, and you know, there was like one or two ahead of us. They were projecting June, but when I look at, when I have to talk to the NCDEQ about where we are with this stuff. After about every 6 months, you know, we have a deadline on this too. So
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Which is June.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, I reach out with the guy.
Okay, so you're talking with him. Okay, sorry to put you on the spot. Then I was talking to the wrong person. But
you know,
okay.
They're saying they're going to have it.
Okay.
Because this is American Rescue Plan money.
I know, exactly right.
It's not ours,
right.
But the states. And
right.
If it's not done, it's got to be paid back.
That's right. Yeah, and we need to goose them.
Right.
If they overcommitted themselves, they need to fess up early versus late.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it hurts them, too, because if we don't get that money, we're not paying them.
Oh, that's nice.
Because we don't actually pay them until we get the money from the state. Then we pay engineering services for the work they did.
Okay.
So
you might remind them of that part too.
They have every incentive to get it done.
So okay, okay, that makes you feel better. Okay, thank you.
So that's the revenue on the water and sewer side.
So then on the water and sewer meter that you use to evaluate our health, should we be looking at the water and sewer rates or no, based off your health meter analysis? I don't know if that's in here or not. I didn't look ahead.
I'll have some options coming up.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sorry to jump ahead.
Do I think we should be doing that? I hate to say yes, but yes.
Yeah, don't hate. Truth's truth.
Next is the stormwater fund revenue budget. So, you know, the monthly fees we charge they're $15 a month for most accounts, residential. One thing I didn't put in here, and based on all the stuff we talked about, stormwater, is do we consider any type of stormwater fee increase?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the information here, but at the retreat, I think I showed, you know,
what about
other towns around here.
Sure.
I think we were the same as Wrightsville at 15. I think Carolina Beach was like 18.
Yeah, and I think our citizens would not be surprised after what happened in September if we did increase it. Especially with the size of the projects.
And with everything we're doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So again, I didn't include any of that here. And I don't actually even have any numbers on
that's
that.
That's fine.
But it is something that maybe we want to think about based on.
I think so.
I think that should be something you'd have for us at our next.
Okay. Exactly
next
right.
Meeting.
Yep, I agree.
Stormwater building fees, again, you know, based on what we expect. Interest in it, but that's down a lot more because we're using fund balance right now to pay for you know, these projects, so we're depleting the investments in this fund.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have for revenue. The other funds just kind of fall in line. They're all balanced, you know, PAL bill, you know, just the expected amount that we're going to get from the state, and the other funds, just there's nothing unusual about any of those other smaller funds. So, after all that, if we're going to go back to the beginning where we started on the first slide where we showed we have a shortage in the different funds right at this point in time. So, the first one was the general fund with, I think it was $141,000 shortage. So, with what we're talking about with garbage and all that right now, I didn't think it was a good time to go that direction with like a garbage rate. And we did increase it last year 25%.
Mm-hmm.
So I focus more just on property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only other area that we can get $141,000 additional revenue, basically. So what would pretty much balance the budget exactly as it stands now, and we'd have to evaluate anything new that's got added in based on these discussions, but is an increase of about 0.8 cents, which would actually, you know, make the tax rate 18 cents. It would round it off at that. And this just shows that. So in green is that 0.8 cent increase. So it's actually a like 4.65% increase in the tax rate. But this also shows other thing, you know, in half cent increments, how much additional revenue it would bring in. And we would have to the bold line, the net increase, because we have to, you know, luckily we have a high collection rate at 99%, so it's, you know, so that helps us a lot. But that's the net number is the line bold in the middle. So no matter what we do, we're going to have to decide something. So it's like, are we, is the thought to do a minor or small tax increase or some other amount, or is it to appropriate fund balance to balance the budget, or is it some combination of both of those, or something else, I guess, the, you know, and then the other side of it is to do some expense reductions to bring that down too. So that's the other approach to it also. But to move forward to the next meeting that we're going to have, which, you know, typically by that point in time we have pretty much our final budget, definitely need some direction on what we want to do now.
I mean, I agree with Arlen's recommendation of just rounding it to 18 cents, right?
Yeah,
I'm at, and balance the budget.
Yeah.
I think it's a good recommendation. With all the inflation anywhere, $5 a month for the average citizen, for what the services they're providing is, I think, reasonable. If someone else wants to add.
No, and I tend to agree with David. I mean, I was hoping to stay at revenue neutral, but I mean, honestly, our big ticket items in the general fund is our vehicles and stuff. But that pretty much, that doesn't have that big impact though, does it?
So the vehicles will have no impact, basically, yes, because I said we're going to finance them. So if we were to take out a vehicle, like if this year, well, we're going to take
60, you'll take that out.
60 out on this side and 60 on that side. So no, in essence,
doesn't matter.
I mean, hopefully Dane Scalise is right, and the county goes revenue neutral, because even if they go revenue neutral, it's going to increase county taxes to every citizen way more than this is going to do.
Right, because we're
because our percentage went so much skewed, right? And so Arlen and I are talking about there'll be a detailed breakdown of that by zone at the April council meeting, just to discuss the tax impact. But even if they go revenue neutral, which I think they will, everyone in Curie Beach is going to see their county taxes go up way more than what this will do, for sure. Or almost everyone. There's a few people that won't, but the majority of people in Curie Beach will. County taxes are going up way more than this would do.
Any other comments? We need to give Arlen some direction.
Well, the only thing that I've seen so far in terms of changing on the expense side is the police department's recommendation on the barriers, right?
Yes, sir.
Is it worth asking department heads to go back through one more time and see if there's anything that may or may not be necessary in this, or we can get in this year's budget?
Well, I'd much rather them try to figure out what to cut instead of us.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it hurts to have them take another look, you know, what expenses can you cut? I mean, we need to do our fair share before we ask the citizens to do their fair share.
So if we got certain projects that we told the department heads to put in their budget, to put in a budget, like the playground, the Joey's Park stuff. But like you said, the barricade things, that potentially something that could be pushed out a year.
How much did we increase it last year? I mean, we had an increase last year in property. The rate?
Like a little less than 2.5 cents, I think.
Yeah.
So 2.5 cents. And now this year we're talking about?
Well, the kicker is it's going to be tough. With the county situation is what's going to make it tough on our citizens.
Well,
I mean, the other option is fund balance. I mean, for them, there's the money in the general fund to balance it with the fund balance, which we did last year. Do we think that we're going to end up spending that, or we don't know? I mean, we're far enough along now that even though we balanced the budget last year with that, do we actually spend it, or will we?
Well, the answer to that is yes, and the reason is because when I compare what we're budgeting now to last year's original budget, we've amended this year's budget. We've increased it almost $1 million.
Right.
Primarily related to the public works building.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So to say, are we going to spend that appropriate? Yes, we could definitely. There's no doubt about it. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But if we.
Well, just some years we don't.
Right.
Some
years, but on average, when I looked at it, we usually have about 2% of our budget left over.
Right.
So this. If we appropriated this 141, that would be like, I think I figured 1.6% or
right.
whatever.
So I was thinking if we didn't appropriate more than 200,000 out of fund balance, no more than that, and just come up with that gives us a fund balance appropriate, fund balance contribution to it appropriate, then we'll see where we are. And we try to keep the tax rate at 1.177.
I'd like to see us do that.
Well, it'd be 0.172. 177 is a half cent.
No, I'm sorry. 72. I was looking
at 172 is revenue neutral.
So don't increase it by the 0.8 cents.
No, that's what
I'd rather see the numbers if we feel like if we're comfortable with a fund balance appropriation up to a certain point.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm saying typically we average about 2% left over our fund balance. So, and if we appropriated that whole 141, that's about 1.6. So.
Right.
Historically, we
would be fine. Yeah, so we should balance the budget. I agree with Alan then.
Now, okay. If we're adding anything, once I go through and look at some of these things,
then we may have to revisit.
Well, stormwater is a different thing.
I'm just talking about.
You're talking general fund. That's
did
right.
we have anything we added today, though?
Well, these are not big, but we have a copier in the for streets and sanitation. And thinking about it more, Jimmy and I may need to look a little closer to utilities. What is the new building? Did we actually build it enough? But again, nothing.
Those are really small. Yeah.
Boardwalk, you haven't talked about yet.
Do what?
The boardwalk.
We haven't talked about the boardwalk yet.
And the boardwalk, I think they have $25,000 in their budget. So that potentially.
Which we're going to go through this year fixing it because we have to invest in it because we haven't done anything with it.
Mm-hmm. So. And we'll have a boardwalk discussion.
Yep.
Then there's council compensation or whatever, they're the things that are marked there. So there's nothing significant on the general fund side.
Okay. Let's go with the assumption of the 2% of our operating cost to come out of fund balance. That way our department heads don't have to go back and look at cutting. Because, it's hard to cut. I mean,
well, especially when...
Especially when we ask them not to.
That's right. They don't ask for lots of stuff, too.
Yeah, I don't think anything they ask for is
outrageous, right? In prior years, going back quite a few years, the mandates to cut 10%, and that doesn't work.
Right.
To say, because it's not like we're spending money on... things or doing things that don't need to be done.
That's right.
I mean, they're all things that are necessary. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, if you think about it, we have no increase with our employees.
Right.
No request for that this year.
Right. No, I agree with you. No, I'm good. I'm good. You good?
Let New Hanover
fund balance transfer. I'm not sure on the amount exactly.
Right.
At this point, but. If it's limited, then I'm fine with it.
If you're limited to the 2%, whatever
less
that
2%.
Normally is, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to rule out that we won't come back at the next meeting in 2 weeks And
yeah, no, I think we're good.
Okay.
I just no. wouldn't exceed the two, and we're not, right now it's not exceeding that 2%.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's good.
And we have a little bit of limit. I mean, a little bit to play with there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What about, well, can we?
So you got, so you're okay on general fund? You got clear as mud direction?
Whatever.
Work your magic.
That's up to you. You have a different option.
There you
go. All right. Okay.
Okay, next. Good. Think about water and sewer. So that back in the beginning, you know, was showing a shortage of a little over $108,000. So this current year we're in now, we raised the tiers by 10%. The year before that, we raised them by 20%. Do we need to do something again? I'm going to say so, based on what it's looking like right now. So they're just, I think, the usual options I give. It can be any variations of any of that, different percentages, anything could easily come up with that. But our approach most recently has been to focus on the tiers, you know,
right.
The tiers above the minimum. And I definitely project some of our numbers are a little bit difficult now because of all the significant leaks we've had during the course of the year. So
yep.
The consumption numbers, I've reduced those, yes, the best I can on what I needed to reduce. Even after I figured that out, I cut it down by another 15% to come up with these numbers. So because I think the last year or so, the numbers were too optimistic that I put in for the potential increases for the tiers, so definitely it's a more conservative approach.
I mean, on the health meter, we need to at least, to keep us in going in the right direction in green, you're saying we need to at least pick one of these, right? Because
well,
you said 108?
Yeah, we need to pick something because
yeah.
We can't, it's not really a good idea to use your fund balance appropriation.
No, I agree.
No.
It's an enterprise fund. I agree. Right. I support you. I just.
So yeah, right now we're 108.2 short. So, you know, with any option 2 through 6 would get us over that amount.
Right.
Now, the advantage of option 1 and 2 is they're guaranteed.
Right.
Everything after that is all contingent on consumption. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, council hopefully realize, I'm sure Arlen and Jimmy do, for two reasons, I'm always a proponent of pricing to impact usage for the health of our aquifer, and two, it shifts the cost to the heavy users, which are the vacation rentals, and we have no other way to address that, right? So, what keeping the minimum, so number one, the thing I don't like about number one is the senior retired citizen with his husband, his wife or her husband is paying the bills. There's two of them in their house. They're retired on fixed income. We do not impact their water rates because they're using the minimum. The tiered rate, number three, specifically addresses the people that, and they can control it, right? So if they're on a fixed income, they can use less water to control their expenses. Right, if you increase the monthly, they can't do anything about it. You know, the two senior citizens fixed it, they can't do anything. Right, any other of these, they can do something about it. Right, 1 and 2, I just don't like. Right, so I mean, from my perspective, I encourage council to consider 3 or 4. 3 meets what Arlen says we need, so that's the one I personally recommend.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
And then when people don't like it, you know, because if you see what happens, the businesses don't like it, and people that put 30 people in their house don't like it. And when they talk to me on the street about it, I tell them, well, when you're retired living in your house by yourself, you'll appreciate the pricing strategy of Curie Beach.
So I think we have a couple things working against us. One, your system is working.
Yep.
Obviously,
which is
the
good.
Consumption down. Unless there's more to the unless there's more to the water meter situation that's hurting our consumption.
Right.
Okay. So, and two, I mean, if you look at the ROT numbers, we're down, what was it, 13%?
I think so, for the calendar year.
Yeah. For the calendar year. So we got fewer.
Does it start in January?
Well, actually, no, I'm sorry, for the fiscal year.
For the fiscal year.
From June to June. Wow.
So we're down.
We were negative every month, but they're always like 2 months behind, but we were negative for almost every month except for the election report probably had like through January.
Yeah.
We went positive.
Yeah. Yeah, we went positive. Some of the other places, other communities did not go positive. Yeah.
So is Carolina Beach down, so it was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
All the business owners that. Was eating at Hank 10 last night, and they were talking about how bad last fall was, and this spring is starting off, which is weird to think about. But
You wouldn't think it, but the numbers coming in through the ROT, not lying, so that could be hurting our impact and our usage some too. There's good and bad to it, but I would go more with number three.
Three makes sense, but just I understand the rationale for the people on fixed income, though. But when was the last time we raised the minimum rate?
I didn't let it for a long time. So
I know that's
what
I
happened.
But I'll go back and look. I think we need to look at that minimum a little bit differently, because it used to be for $13.50. I'll just focus on water. $13.50, you got 3,000 gallons.
We lowered it to $2,000.
Then it was for $13.50, you got 2,500 gallons.
Yes.
Now
so we did
for $13.50, you get 2,000 gallons.
Okay, so we did lower it a little bit.
Yeah, so we lowered the consumption amount in there, kept the rate the same, but so.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how many? You have any sense of how many people are actually paying minimum routinely? Not. I mean, I know we hit. You know, had in the winter months, there's a lot of people who probably are just paying minimum, but you know, on an average.
I think you. He does have that.
Sure.
Yeah, he gets the data. Oh, we've talked about it before. He might not have it right in his hand, but he can get it pretty easily.
Yeah, I don't actually have it right here. I thought maybe I had it with what I had here, but I don't. But yeah,
he can get it for
I can get that. I have that when I figure all this out. So
yeah.
I mean, I know you want to keep the minimum low, but the minimum is guaranteed. Like you said, if there's less people coming here and you're not going to get as much from the increasing the tiered rate, and, you know, the only
Then on the spending side, it goes down, too. We spend less money with Carolina Beach for treating sewer. Jimmy spends less pumping the water.
Yeah.
So there is some decreases if we don't use it.
I mean,
a big portion of this pays for all the infrastructure, and if you don't use it, you're still fixing the pipes and everything else. So I wouldn't say it's an even thing, but there is decrease in spending if people aren't using as much water. It's just not as much, right?
And I know we don't call it fund balance, but our reserves need to be.
Yeah, we need to maintain those because.
Yeah, that's how you're measured. That's why I think the help thing from the state is what Arlen showed in previous things while we talk about this, right? Because we want to make sure we're fiscally healthy in the water and sewer department.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the point where in the off season, if our water usage goes down, okay, and it's not just people on fixed income at that point, right? It's everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so our revenue's going down off season.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we have such a January, February, and March are by far our lowest, significantly lower. I mean, if you look at it, compare one of those months to, let's say, June, July, August, I mean,
It's
more than two times the amount of revenue, maybe even closer to three times in some of those months of the low usage months. So,
you know, can the rest of us afford to pay a little bit more in the winter? I understand the rationale of trying to protect retirees, but I'm a retiree.
Okay, then I'll protect you.
I don't need protection.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I mean, so I'm one of the high users in the summertime, right?
Yeah.
So I have all my kids come down. So I'm penalizing myself, right? But I just feel that that's the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I can charge my kids, okay, you guys, the water bill's too much, give me $20, right? And then, honestly, this really started with me with the VRBO explosion, and we have 30 people in a house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and there's no other way to get to their money, which they're making now, I think it's $5,000 or $6,000 a week rental, and they're burning up water. So they're the ones that get to pay for it.
And they can pass that cost on.
That's right. Exactly right. You know, as opposed to the fixed income person that's living in their dream house in Curie Beach. So, I mean, that's just my philosophy. I'm not saying you guys have to agree with that. I'm just...
No, I
I'm stating my case, right? And I recommend number three as your public works commissioner. Nice, timed out. See, lights out.
We fell asleep.
I dropped the mic.
Well, somebody hit the...
Arlen, what did we increase it last year?
10%.
10% for both?
All the two.
Right now, the rate tiers by 10%. The year before that, the rate tiers by 20%.
So 10% last year, 20% the year before, and we didn't mess around with the gallons for the minimum last year and the year before? That was.
It's been, at least probably
three or four
to 5 years.
So we haven't touched the minimum in like 3-4 years.
Right, but I don't know if we really want to take the minimum much lower than 2,000 gallons.
Oh, I don't. I'm thinking about taking it up, not down.
Because that'll make the problem worse.
I mean taking the rate up. I don't mean the gallons, taking the rate up.
Okay.
So what kind of direction are we going to give Arlen to?
Our recommendation is number three.
Mine too.
I'm on the fence.
I am too. I mean, I think, you know, we could generate more revenue in the winter months if we raise it across the board.
I mean,
10% across the board.
10% is what, $1.30 or something?
Arlen, can you give it to us of what the, look at what, how many people are, you know, at the minimum?
I mean, if we're there paying $13.50.
Can you give us an option between the two?
Between which two?
Between increasing the minimum by 10% or increasing the tier. How many citizens will that impact if we raise the minimum?
Every citizen.
Everybody.
Everybody pays the minimum.
Yeah, so that, it doesn't matter, because since it's tiered, so if we raise a minimum,
well, maybe I didn't say that.
Every single account will be impacted.
Right.
What if you do 5 and 5?
That'll probably get the right amount of money, I guess. It looks like half of each of those, right?
Yeah, probably.
So 52 and 60, yeah. And you could do 5 and 5, huh?
All right, I'll get it here.
5% to the...
Increase the minimum 5%, increase the tier.
The tier 5%.
How hard is that? I mean...
It's not hard to...
I
mean, go back and read.
It's just changing the rate structure. It's really easy.
It's not a big deal at all.
No.
Dennis is shaking his head.
It's not just an exact. It should fall in that in the right range or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Not by a lot. But
no, it'll be right in the right range.
It'll be almost right on. Or
that's
whatever,
right.
So.
Yeah. Jason.
I'm just looking at possibilities.
I still go back to the people paying the 10% tier increase are people that are basically renting their property. So.
No, I mean, there's residents that are doing
it.
Well,
there's residents. I'm paying it
for sure, too. I'm more than the minimum, for sure. Maybe not this month because none of my kids are down because my house is too far, but... Most months,
I'm definitely more than the...
Well, I'm probably 80, 90% of the citizens are more than the minimum.
That's why I'm saying you're hitting a lot of the people, I think.
Because there's so many months where the rental properties are the minimum, so it's.
Well, so we can move on.
All right. So I don't care. 10%.
I just need some kind of something. Yeah.
Or five and five.
So just leave the number and say we've got to decide between these and add Connie's option to the path, right?
Yeah. Add the 5 and 5 option.
Because that'll be 13,000 or something, and then.
And then I guess we'll get it the next time.
Yeah, we'll have five people here so we can get a 3-2
decision.
And John
will be here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's next? Oh, our goals. No.
Let Arlen make his notes.
In those,
it's just an option of 5% on
both
the minimum
and the rate.
He can give you all that. I guess you got it. You got it all. You see what you need.
That's all I have. So.
Okay. Go to that, guys. And what I'd like to do. Not waste time on this today.
Yep.
But here are our goals that we set last year.
Mm-hmm.
Please look through those. If you have any concerns, anything you'd like to add or take out, mm-hmm. send it to us before the next budget meeting, and we'll make any changes to that. I think pretty much the goals and all that's going to stay the same. Mm-hmm. I don't see a big increase, but that's for your knowledge. Look through it, okay? And go. And we'll discuss it more at the next meeting, okay?
Can I go back to this one? I'm sorry, just on revenue. Can I just go on
one
more thing? So, stormwater, do you want me to show something if we were to increase that up to 80?
You do at the next meeting, you need to.
Yeah, okay. Please.
Because we're taking the fund to a. So thank you for reminding us.
Yeah, we need to make a decision whether we're going to raise that stormwater fee or mm-hmm. or. I think we have every justification.
No, I think we did.
I think people see the stormwater repairs going on with the outfalls and everything. I think they should understand why the stormwater fee is going up.
Yep. Okay. I agree.
All right. So the next thing on the agenda is the. Discussion of the boardwalk renovations at the retreat back in February.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me to reach out to Benish, and their proposal is under the $50,000 mark. Beth, can you
get us to the right thing on the top? This is back to the agenda. There you go.
There we go.
Perfect. Keep going, sir. Sorry.
There you go. So, you see it, the scope of work is to assist an inventory and assessment of existing conditions. He did acknowledge that we did have a engineering study to talk about. The structural part of it has been in good shape. We're going to base it on a facelift to the removal of wooden decking and rails and replace it. My biggest concern, here it is, the cost is $46,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is for an exercise to tell us which direction we want to go in. Or do we just want to put the $46,000 towards repair and replacement and of the existing boardwalk?
So I mean, Jimmy's getting quotes to repair the whole thing because we have such problems right now, and I told him we need to contract it out, and we need to try to get that done before the season starts, so we're reaching out for cost right now so we can bring back what it is, because we've piecemealed it so much now. Jimmy and I just looked at it this week, and there's places that we're going to be working on again right now that we should just do the whole thing. So we'll have a cost for you. I don't know if we'll have it by the April meeting. Do you think they'll get back to you that fast, Jimmy?
I don't know. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, so.
I think there's a couple things we can do.
Right.
And one of the things, Jimmy and I have discussed this, is trying to help with the drainage down there that keeps water flow going through the dunes and not ponding up along Atlantic Avenue to get that water where it
can get under there and out.
Yeah, and get under there and out. And possibly open up some airflow underneath there. I think that could help. That could help a lot.
What's your thoughts on that, though? And I don't know what we can actually do. I look at Bethany, right? So we can't make pipes that go underneath that to the beach, I don't think. As drainage pipes from the road.
Talking about opening up underneath the water.
Yeah, we just, I mean, up where it just flows.
Just digging it out?
Yeah.
But then it won't be safe because it'll be too much a drop off the sides. I mean, it doesn't have a railing, so we can't. I don't know what we can and can't do. Maybe you and Bethany have a better idea than I do. But
it could be clear under there and not have rails. It just needs to be maintained. The clearance under there needs to be maintained. It's going to keep filling up the sand.
Right.
It's just digging out the sand underneath.
Yeah, it's just that. That's not what I mean. That sounds great sitting up here, but when Ian and Jimmy and I are out there with a shovel, it's not quite as great.
I
could do it with a fire hose maybe, but I don't think we can do that either. So
you could blow it out with water.
I mean, I know he can, but
if we could, I mean, if y'all want to go spend $46,000,
no,
then it'll include some public meetings. Look at.
But well, we can redo the whole thing.
But that's going to be another year. It's
going
to be
in the same materials it is now, but in 4 or 5 years, we're going to be back to where we are. That's the problem, right? So, I mean, that's where we got here initially. I would prefer it to be different materials than treated wood, which they're not treating as good as they used to, and it's not lasting. And so we either got to say, okay, every 4 or 5 years, we're going to redo the whole thing. Eventually the underneath is going to have a problem too, right? I mean, and if we say that's the plan, Jimmy and I can execute that pretty easily, right? I mean,
Jimmy, you find them a lot of the structural parts of the
it's getting to the point now, it's into the bottom structure.
It's not the decking. It's not the pylon.
No, it's not the pylons. It's just the
joist.
Stringers.
The stringers and joists, right?
And are they sitting on the ground?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Because the sand builds up in there from reaching
where it slopes down to, you know, accommodate handicap. Yeah, all that's set in sand.
I mean,
it has from day one.
I mean, we should be able to bring quotes back. If not, the council meeting soon after that, right? So we've been reaching out. We started reaching out this week. And you know what I told him is, look, you need to contract this out. We don't have the resources to be piecemealing it when we're short going into the season, and we need to get a lot of it done as a big chunk. So there's going to be spending this year, I hope. If you said replace all the decking from, you know, L Avenue to N Avenue, right, two blocks, that would get it off our back for 3 or 4 years, which would be nice, and people would stop complaining to you guys, which would also be nice. But we're just going to spend a lot of money to do it. I don't know how much two blocks worth of treated wood would be, but it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be more than $25,000.
Oh, yeah. That's what we have in the budget right now for that.
One resident sent me a note and said they were down at on the Basin Trail at Fort Fisher, and their elevated boardwalk.
Yep.
That they don't have 4x4s. They have 2x.
Oh, you're talking about for
the side rails?
For the side rails.
Yeah.
And would we consider using that? It'd be cheaper.
It'd be a little cheaper. I mean,
and
if we change the design, it'd be the right, you know.
Be the right time to do it.
Yeah.
And
they probably use block. I haven't looked at that one in a long time. I assume they have small blocks underneath where they fasten it.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's up.
So it's up.
Because you got to get it the right height.
Right. We don't have blocks under those.
No, there's 4x4 set straight down.
Yeah, I mean, there is blocking underneath.
I was talking about to lift up the kick rail on the top side, not the bottom. I mean,
when I get back next week, I'll try to I'll go down to the Basin Trail, or either I'll go out to Carolina Beach State Park and I'll take some pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that. That'd be a tremendous savings right there. And then doggone, if you're talking about bad lumber, the 4x4s
or even worse,
aren't tight. The growth rings aren't tight, so they're going to cup up and they're going to bow up and everything else. So,
where's this railing at? All the way down at the end of Fort Fisher.
Do what?
Where is this railing at? That
they're not railing. He's talking about the foot rails.
The foot on the side on the deck.
Oh, the foot rails.
Instead of putting a 4x4, they have like a 2x.
Okay.
With 2x4s at the connection.
All the way down at the other end, huh?
Yeah, it's down there. It's the end of
the state park.
State park where that walkway.
Yeah, both the state park. Yeah. You could go at Carolina Beach State Park and turn and go in there, that first road to the left, and that's where that trail, boardwalk starts. So it wouldn't be hard to, you wouldn't have to walk a lot. Go down there I'll go get some pictures next week when I go back.
And we'll try to bring quotes back at the April meeting. Right.
I could look at quotes, but I think we've already kind of got the town thinking about a new boardwalk down there. And one of the big things was it widening it, right? Because right now it's narrow. And I think we probably ought to, continue with Ben's and, get a plan in place. Whether we implement it, maybe we, it's going to take time to.
Yeah,
it's going to take time to raise the money. We're not going to pay for that, right? I mean, it's going to be expensive to put in some pressure treated, synthetic or cement or something else like that. That's going to take money. We got to find a way to get that money. In the meantime,
we need the citizen buy-in on it.
And we need, and I think we'd get a lot of pushback if we said, "All we're going to do is replace the existing one for."
Okay.
So, I'm supportive of still going with Benish, but.
We're still going to have to do some fixes, so we're going
to
do more than what I think Jimmy has right now in his budget. We'll see what the quotes say.
So,
we have about 15 to 16 sections that need to be replaced now.
So we'll bring that to the April meeting.
And you're not knowing what they are until you take the deck board off.
Pull it apart.
All right, so we want to leave the 46? Included in the budget?
I would.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay, cool.
I might go back to the one.
I got a question. Are we acting on this Benish
report? No. It will be only when it will be nothing that's done until the Benish has provided this to us as a draft.
Something.
We're just going to leave it in the budget, though.
It wouldn't be funded till next
month. That's going to have to be, that's it now, and that's the most significant addition we have to the general.
Yeah, that's going to be the most significant addition we have.
Okay.
All right. Next, I wanted to talk a little bit about our legislative request.
Mm-hmm.
Connie and I were to Southport last Friday and had lunch with Representative Miller, and he informed us when we got there that he wanted to bring his staff over here and visit with us and Carolina Beach individually to talk about our needs for this upcoming budget. Of course, this year the Senate provides our budget first and then the House. So while we didn't talk numbers, we did talk projects. We talked a lot about stormwater. We talked about DOT stuff as far as if there's more discretionary fund for more pedestrian safety type improvements along Fort Fisher Boulevard. And then we did touch on the park situation. We explained to him where we were with Joe Eads Park, and then we told him basically until we got some of our stormwater issues resolved, that we were kind of putting Sandman on the back burner. It was still on our long range plan, but we really felt like that if we're going to spend major dollars somewhere, we need to be spending it on stormwater or trying to impact stormwater. We felt like we'd have a lot of questions raised about Sandman with stormwater before.
Yeah, because we told him that, Representative Miller, that in the last two storms, that has flooded significantly back there. at the corner of the Sandman and 4th Avenue North.
Yeah.
So, a lot.
So
there's something going on back there.
Charlie said...
I don't know.
Charlie said that we... they would come to town, they would talk with us. I think that's the time that we have a discussion with him about DOT and our issues on Dow Road. And maybe we could switch out some between us. But Dave, especially the part where we're talking about Dow Road, if you could step in and talk. And
we you
talk.
Know when it is?
No, he's supposed to be, letting me know. I thought I'd hear this week. I'm assuming the first of next week.
And you know no more than two.
That's why I said switch out.
Yeah. That's why I said switch out. So, depending on what our projects are, let me see when he's wanting to come and who's available and at what time. Connie is involved in the initial conversation with him, so I feel like she should be given an opportunity to talk with on that. But then the stormwater issues and stuff, David, I may need you and Jimmy, maybe possibly Jimmy step in and do that too.
Okay.
So,
did he say it would be sometime in April, later in April?
He said early. He said early.
April, right?
Yeah, I told him I couldn't do anything until the end of next week.
Right.
And he said, well, it'll be after that.
Yeah. So he got the impression it was April, but I don't know when.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but he did feel like there would be some fun. He did ask the question, and Arlen, I'll get with you on the number for like our stormwater fund balance, because he said, well, y'all are in good finance. He wanted to really, we got other communities that aren't in good financial shape, like Southport here, they're not in good financial shape. And I said, well, we've taken care of ourselves and we feel like we're very strong, but we're only one storm away from, so we don't want to burn a bunch of, you know. And so that's kind of the approach we'll take with that.
No, that's good.
I'll try to put some numbers together off of what the budget are. Arlen, so if we can get that money from the stormwater money from the state, close to $1 million or something like that, you know, we'll come up with those numbers prior to our meeting with him, okay? Y'all feel like that's a safe plan?
No, is that correct? No, is that correct?
David, and in general, I'd also look at the Atlantic Avenue boardwalk in regards to stormwater issues as well, considering the washouts that occurred along the access points, and water coming, pooling in Atlantic Avenue going out, and washing out those access points on either side of the ramps heading out to the beach off Atlantic Avenue. If you've looked at those those got washed out pretty bad. That's a stormwater issue. Can we roll that into any of that Atlantic boardwalk work into stormwater? Well, I don't know if we can. I'm just saying.
And I'm hoping that the Corps of Engineers can help us by pushing some more sand up there.
Well, I think they can push it up, but I'm just saying, if we get more washouts coming from on Atlantic Avenue, washing down, washing out, any sand we put in there is going to get washed out again.
Yeah. Okay. And that's all. If that's agreeable with everybody, that's why we'll approach it when we hear from him. Okay. All right. We have two matters under other matters. David?
Yep. So the first one is consideration of resolution R252. Basically, this is a Minnie Brooks Act exemption for Cape Fear Engineering. That's who Jimmy has engaged with to evaluate the paving issues that we have ongoing with Shoreline Paving. So they are
coastline
paving. Thank you, not shoreline. Coastline. There you go. So they're evaluating both the condition of the paving we have, and then evaluating any proposed remedies that Coastline has to fix it. We believe we need an expert at this point because of the issues. So I just make a motion that we exempt Cape Fear Engineering from the Minnie Brooks Act for the services of pavement evaluation.
And including your motion, authorization for the mayor to execute.
And including my motion, authorization for the mayor to execute resolution R25-2.
And the underlying agreement.
And the underlying agreement.
Yeah, there's agreement below that. Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I have a second.
All in, any other discussion? Everybody understands what we're doing?
Yep, just a question.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 8,500 initially. Do they think there'll be a lot of additional days? That's 750 a day? Or do
we do not think so.
No, they just set that in there as SOP, but I think the flat rate that you see is pretty much what it's going to be.
So that pretty much will be what it'll
be.
Okay. All right, okay. That's all I wanted to
okay.
know.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passed.
Real funky issue on that. We've got an agreement attached to the resolution, but there's no signature block. I suggested to Beth that you sign next to Kate Fear, ref's name on page 2. Just
okay.
Sign the block.
Beth will keep me straight.
Yeah, Beth will keep me straight.
And
then the second one is 10.2. This is adding the fourth beach outfall that I talked about we were bringing into this year per Jimmy's analysis of them into the contract with T&H. So the original contract was just for 3 accesses, and this adds the fourth one for the outflow piping. And we've already talked with Arlen, and we have the money in the stormwater system to do it.
Could I ask a question on the invoices? What's the 126 for versus the 460? I mean, there's how many outfalls in each?
I'll explain that to you.
Certainly, sir.
Can you explain to me?
This is an addendum to an existing contract. The existing contract set forth the 3 outfalls, and they discovered they needed a 4th outfall. The change, you got 2 exhibits there.
Right.
A and B. A
right.
is the change order, the 126 figure, which is the cost for this 4th outfall.
The 4th one, okay.
B is an updated estimate that includes the 4th outfall. You see the bottom line down at the bottom,
yeah,
126,
yeah.
That's added to the original contract price of
$3,000. Oh, okay. So the 126,850 is added to it, and this is all 4
and
on the
460
second.
460 is the total price.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
So I make a motion we approve as presented.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. Any other further questions, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passes.
Now, in your closed session, I just want to tell you, we cover what I would have covered. So, unless you all have some issues that you want to cover, I don't see a need for that. If you do have some issues you want to discuss, then closed session will be the next step.
Do we need to update anything today?
I don't have anything additional.
Originally, we had it on there to follow up on the paving project, but that's been a little slower to unfold, and we've taken the next step with the resolution on the Cape Fear Engineering.
Okay.
I'm up to date on that.
Would it be outlined to ask Jimmy for an update on the paving thing, Jim?
No, you're fine. He can update you.
Can you give us an update, Jimmy, where we are?
Yeah, I'm interested.
With Coastal.
Still showing some interest in working with them.
Oh, well, I mean, I would like to think so. I mean, since we do hold quite a bit of their money yet.
But he hasn't been, they haven't been here yet.
No, sir. I mean, I actually got them to send the asphalt tickets just the other day, and it took like a week to get that, so they're being very slow and cautious about things. But
so the engineering firm requested all the details from the asphalt company, which they now have. They've been out once and looked with Jimmy, and after they evaluate the asphalts, then the next step is to evaluate the remedies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
Hopefully we should have something more at the council meeting.
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking for? So we are moving, so if you're getting questions by citizens, the town is doing something, but we have to do everything right at this point because...
Unfortunately, this is the slow part of the process.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, any other concerns today?
No,
Arlen, you have anything? You're good with us?
Well, I'd like to ask something, Council. I put in budget for this year to buy new banners for the town. We haven't came up with any kind of design yet, so they haven't been ordered. We would like to have input from council or possibly have other departments, you know, with input on that, you know, to come up with some kind of design that we could actually get started with.
Can you send us all a picture of the past design so we have the picture and then yes. Council can give you feedback on it?
And the dimensions, too.
And the dimensions.
Yeah.
Just the last ones, the ones we have, right?
Yeah, but we're down to like 20 things. And, you know, they're so bad now, they're about a hazard to put up,
right.
To be honest.
Okay. Yeah, send it to us.
Send it to us via email so we can give you feedback. And then we can talk about it at the April meeting. Excellent.
Right.
Make a motion we close.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjourned. Thank you, everybody.